You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your Days prediction edition for the week. I've got five sizzling predictions based on official NBC Peacock soap opera spoilers, as well as some recent episode activity. I'll share all the spoilers with you so you know exactly where my predictions are coming from. I've got predictions for Kristen and Rolf, for Constantine and the Pawn, for Nicole, EJ, and Stefan, for Sarah, Xander, and Maggie, and for Bob Everett and Jada. Let's talk about all these. Please subscribe if you haven't. Let's dig right in. My first prediction, I think Kristen DiMera is going to figure out that Lee Shin got Rolfed. Got Dr. Rolfed specifically. Spoilers for Wednesday, April 24th, have Stefan DiMera and Kristen DiMera discussing who really killed Lee Shin, because they know Gabby Hernandez didn't do it. They touched on it last week where Kristen told Stefan, right, Stefan was talking to her about, you know, I'll support you being CEO, but help me get Gabby out of jail. And she said, well, the best way to get Gabby out is to figure out who should be in, who actually did this. But it was just kind of in passing. So it looks like they're going to have a brainstorming session midweek. And remember, Kristen knows Dr. Rolf, the resurrectionist, so very, very well. Maybe better than any other DiMera aside from her dad, Stefano. Remember, Kristen was babysitting a warehouse of so many people that Rolf had resurrected. That was in Nashville when Xander was her henchman. EJ was one of the people behind one of those bars, remember? And those like brass bar plates that were on the doors that had all the initials, you know, and there were so many intriguing initials, and ED, I think his was EJ DiMera. So once Kristen does the math on when this murder happened, of course, we all know it's an alleged murder because I still don't think he's dead. I think once she realizes that Rolf was in town, she may reach out to him for answers and figure out really quick that Lee is not really dead. It could be Kristen that saves Gabby. We'll see. My second prediction, I think Constantine may activate the Pawn to attack Steve or do something to hurt somebody that Steve cares about. So spoilers for Thursday, the 25th, say Constantine tries to break up John and Steve's friendship. And remember, he was so desperate to get that Pawn card back that he threatened cute little Thomas DiMera and scared the crap out of the kid and got it back. And I know that it's going to be a very hard thing to do to break up John and Steve's friendship. They've been friends for a long time. Both of them suspect Constantine of many bad things, including possibly killing his ex-wife. And they're going to be on guard about him. So I just wonder if the reason he was so desperate to get that card back was as part of his plan to break up the two. He could activate John and have him assault Steve, or worse yet, have John hurt somebody Steve's loves, like Kayla or one of his kids. We'll see how it goes. My third prediction, Nicole Walker, I think, is going to dig up some dirty DiMera deeds, including her husband EJ's. So spoilers for Friday, April 26th, have Nicole discussing with Chad DiMera a reporter job at The Spectator. You may remember this last week, they talked about it. He didn't really realize that she had been a reporter before. I think she was on TV news back then. And she was telling him just how much she liked to investigate and dig stuff up and figure out how to cover stuff and reveal it. So I could totally see Nicole being at The Spectator as Xander continues pushing for the newspaper to look into who really shot Harris Michaels, since it's been proven he was falsely accused. Now, Nicole is no fan of Xander's, but, you know, I think they're going to let bygones be bygones, even though, you know, him revealing that he slept with her did ruin her marriage to Eric. Kind of awkward. That whole scene was so funny. I don't know if you remember the line when he said to her, when Xander said to Nicole, birds of a feather flock together, and then he said, want a flock. And I think she was drunk, and yeah, things went from there. I mean, how do you sleep with a guy who used to keep you in a cage unless you're, you know, into that kind of thing? So I just feel like Nicole, with her reporter skills that I totally didn't know about, and neither did Chad. I could see her being the one to dig up dirt on the Damaras, including that Stefan did the shooting and EJ helped to cover it up, and that EJ knew that Stefan was running drugs this whole time. I mean, what she digs up could really mess up her marriage to EJ. And we know Nicole is either dying or leaving town in just a couple of months, because Ari Zucker is out at Days, definitely out, probably not coming back because she's suing the network and they don't bring people back to work that are suing them. So this could all tie into her exit, and I think it's going to be really good. All right, my fourth prediction, Sarah and Xander are going to panic over this Maggie wedding thing, especially if John and Steve happen to tell Sarah and Xander about Constantine's missing ex-wife. Spoilers for Thursday, April 25th, have Maggie telling a stunned Sarah and Xander that she is marrying Constantine. I mean, Sarah likes Constantine and thinks she kind of thinks Xander's being too harsh, but this shotgun visa wedding may change her mind. Not shotgun as in pregnant, but immigration type shotgun crisis. I just wonder if all this is going to make Sarah doubt things and question her mother Maggie and maybe pressure her not to jump into this. But time is of the essence because it is an immigration issue. And gosh, I just hope she doesn't say I do to this bad, bad man. My fifth and final prediction, I think Bob Everett is going to be lusting after his ex-wife, Jada Hunter. So both in this week, Days of Our Life promo, and you can check out our video on that on the main page or on the Days of Our Lives playlist, and official spoilers for Wednesday, April 24th, has Stephanie telling a stunned Jada that Bob Everett signed the divorce documents, and then Bob Everett walks up on them and he starts laying it on really thick and flirty with Jada, like, hey, you. And then he kind of glances at Stephanie like she is just a bug on his shoe, like he has no idea who he is. And he's like, hey, and just like turns his back on her. It's really bizarre. The look on Stephanie's face is very interesting. So Bob Everett signed those divorce papers. He signed them to try to prove to Stephanie that he had no lingering interest or attachment to Jada and said, you know, I can't even remember her. But then it's like some kind of switch flipped and maybe his inner Bobby Stein is peeking out and Bobby does still seem to have the hots for Jada and not be interested in Stephanie at all. This is really, really bizarre. I'm enjoying it. I know a lot of people aren't. I think Blake Barris is doing a good job. I am very excited to finally meet Bobby Stein, though. I really want to see this villain for myself, so I hope he comes back out of whatever far corner of Everett's brain where he's lurking. Those are all of our day's predictions. Please subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments, whether you agree, disagree, think things are going in another direction. Let me know. I love, love, love reading your comments. Thank you so much for stopping by. We are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.